Welcome to the Cannabis Therapy Podcast. I'm your host, Earl Carruthers, and I have been a serial cannapreneur in the growing, processing, and retail space for over 8 years. And we are here to learn together to get a well-balanced understanding of cannabis and cannabis products. Tune in every week for quality cannabis education for your canna inspiration.
Yeah, we are live. 10 seconds in. That's what's up. Mic check, mic check, mic check. Hello, everybody out there. Hello, hello, hello. I'll let the internet gods catch everybody up to speed. Cool. I got the my notes up, slides up. We good? Cool. Well, hello, hello, hello. What up, though? Welcome to the Cannabis Therapy Podcast Show. I am here, your host, Earl, and I'm with our co-host, the Prophet. I was going to say his government name, but I got to remember, he doesn't use that on air and TV. It's all good. What's up, everybody? We have a great show for you in store today. We're going to be talking about the best practices and benefits of dabbing. Bam! The best practices and benefits of dabbing. What is dabbing? What is that? How do you do dabbing? What are some of the pros and cons of dabbing? Is it healthy to dab? Should you dab? Dabba do you? Do you not dabba do you? We're going to talk about all that. Ain't that right, Paul?
That is definitely right, team.
That's right. That's right. He's, you can see a little bit. He's getting a little ready to, he's kind of pre-dabbing right now for the show. We're going to tell you all about that in a second. Let me get the slides up here. So if you're new to the podcast, a little intro here to kind of our theory and our thought and our purpose and our mission here is to help you avoid uncomfortable experiences through education, through connecting, and through advocacy and resources so you can consume cannabis comfortably. That's our tagline. And at the end of the day, we want to restore cannabis as therapy. We have different episodes every single week. We have different categories. Some deal with history. Some deal with science. Some deal with business. Some deals with how to make products, how to grow, all that jazz. That is not the variant, we hope. That should just be something that comes
the dabs
from dabbing. All right, cool. All right. So we're going to talk about, let me get our notes up. We're going to jump right to it. We know some of you are excited out there. Again, this is totally interactive. If you have anything you guys want to throw at us, questions about dabbing, please let us know. We know some of you are still canna curious. Some of you are canna believers. Some of you are experienced canna advocates, but everybody's in different stages here. So we want to definitely help each other out. No question is a dumb question. You may be asking a question that someone else is kind of afraid to ask or maybe shy, you know, ask.
That's how people learn.
You know, that's what we can do. We know about dabbing.
Yes.
But there's a lot of people who don't know about dabbing.
Exactly. Exactly. Education is key, especially with something so new.
Especially if you walk into a dispo, aka dispensary, not everyone's able to kind of sit down and articulate and educate you on every single thing that you see when you walk in these stores. So
exactly.
That's where we come in, right? Coming to the Paul, coming to the screen, Paul. Paul, where you at? What's up, everybody? Can you see Paul? All right, cool. The Prophet, all right, cool. What's up, everybody? See, we got some viewers coming in. So we're going to be talking about dabbing, the benefits of dabbing. Let's jump right to it. All right. So, Prophet, this is what I want to get into. Right here, let me get my slides up here. What is a dab? The benefits of dabs, the tools and supplies. What's up, Ms. G? How to dab and best practices and tips when it comes to dabbing. That's what we're going to get into.
Very nice.
Is that cool?
That's cool. That's cool. I think that'll be a great jump in to teaching people about this amazing form of cannabis.
Now, if y'all don't know, the Prophet is that like the he's like the dab king. He could be the prophet of concentrates and dab. So we're gonna talk about some basic stuff, but we're about to get deep. I might ask you some chemistry, biological questions when it comes to this. Then you know.
I'm in. I can't wait to talk about it. This is a subject I like.
All right, going about concentrates. All right, so let's start from the beginning. Dab definition. All right. So dab is commonly used to describe concentrate as used to acts. Dab is commonly used to describe the concentrate used for the action of dabbing. Any elaboration on what that means?
We're talking about that. So, and it gets into the a little bit of the second part there, but essentially you're taking all of the medicinal portions of the plant, the natural oils, the natural terpenes, and some of the natural plant waxes out of the plant and getting it into one spot at one time. This concentrate right here, if you can seeing the camera there, this beautiful orange gold substance is, when people refer to dabs, this is a style of dab concentrate that is you know, seen and found in the world.
I'm gonna have to go to the big screen here for
one second. Just so everybody.
Just can. Because I don't think you understand. I asked the prophet just to bring some dabs, and my man brings a jar. Like he said,
he just want to run out.
Just have this jar of, I don't know. This is pure.
I get nervous.
Pure live resin, y'all. This is beautiful. If this was Smell-O-Vision, like look at that. Like this is.
I wish we had the Smell-O-Vision for this episode. This is.
And to get an idea, when he's talking about. You said we extracted the plant waxes, the cannabinoids off of the plant.
Exactly.
Into this format. To give an idea, this is concentrated. You said concentrate, right?
Yeah.
How many? So this is maybe, this is like a eighth jar?
I would say that's an eighth jar of flour.
This is an eighth jar of flour. How many grams? A flour, 8 to 3.5 grams.
So I brought the legal limit of 14 grams with me today. So illegal limit of 14 grams is in
how many?
Jar.
How many? Not so many in here.
How many dabs are in there?
No, not how many dabs. How much flour do you think it took to make this?
So you know, you get a gram of concentrate for every. It really all depends. So like. If you have 100 grams of product that has 20% cannabinoids in it, that means that out of that 100 grams of product, there's 20 grams of product that would come from it. So that 14 grams of product there comes from 140 grams of product. So 140 grams of flour to create that 14 grams there.
140 grams. Which is like a quarter pound is 112 grams. So that's between that's about
a quarter pound of bud.
Yeah, about 5 ounces or so, right?
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah, give or take, 5 ounces can make this much. So it would take a lot. It would take like 100 of these jars of just to fill flour. I just want to give an idea.
Yeah.
Of how concentrated.
Oh, totally.
It is. You're taking 5 ounces and you're extracting the oils, the cannabinoids, the flavonoids, terpenes into a concentrated form. It's like hot sauce.
Yeah.
When you took some peppers and you
concentrated it down.
Concentrated it down to one little dab of hot sauce to get you. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing with concentrate. So, again, people, I know there's people who's advanced here about concentrates, but we want to speak to everyone.
Exactly.
Some people, again, what is a concentrate? How do we get to this? This represents this eighth jar of concentrate. Represents about 5 to 6 ounces.
Exactly. So, like when a person says, you know, that a dab, one dab off a rig, which we'll get into, or a nectar collector, or from a pen, you know, things we'll talk about today, that one hit generally is the equivalent to what you'd consume in an entire joint of smoking.
Just
one hit. Generally what you get, especially like, you know, like the best dispensary bud, it might be two joints. Or it might be a half a joint in that one hit. You know what I'm saying? So it just depends on the bud that you generally smoke. But that's, that's the concentration differences. Gotcha.
And now when we say dabbing, you know, dabbing takes heat. And we're going to talk about how much heat in a few. But heat usually in the form of vaporization. Vaporize, is that a word?
Yeah, vaporization. We need an excessive amount of heat.
Yes. That or combustion, which is. Smoking. So either
So we can actually teach people there's two different. So combustion and vaporization are two different things.
Right.
So vaporization, and I don't want to. Will we talk about that later?
We're going to talk about it.
Different things.
Okay. But in order to dab it, it requires heat, which means you could. Some people just looks good. It looks like almost like some maybe like a honey or a crumble or a cheese or a butter.
People say honey. It's like a dried out honey.
So without heat, scientific question. I told you I'm asking some science.
I'm in. Which
maybe it's biology. If I was to take a piece of this and eat it, will something happen to me?
Yes.
Really?
You won't get high, but you will get an immense medicinal benefit. So that is, and I'm not making any medical claims, but from what I've seen in my own body, it is the greatest anti-inflammatory in the history of anti-inflammatory.
Eating raw concentrate.
Raw, solid concentrate like this that's in a crystallized form, definitely.
Really?
THCA is very, very active in the body because it's an acid. Our body is designed to absorb acids as compared to our base counterpart.
Okay.
So like when people decarb to make RSO oil, if you decarb too long, you create a less of a medicinal benefit because you convert all of the stuff that your body can easily absorb out into its base form, which is delta-9 THC.
Okay. Now, when you heat, so naturally, plant has THC A.
Correct.
And when you heat it, it turns to
THC, delta-9 THC.
Delta-9 THC. Okay.
All right. So it drops an oxygen molecule.
Gotcha. All right, cool. We're going to move. We'll keep moving. All right, we're going to talk about these contraries. We're going to show you how to do dabs. We're going to practice on each other. We're going to do this. All right, benefits of dabbing. One benefit that people do, potency.
Immensely different potency.
Because sometimes you smoke in 3, 4, 5 joints to get to where you're trying to be.
And even then, it doesn't maintain.
But a dab could get you there. You mentioned earlier, one dab is like smoking a joint. A
whole joint. In one hit.
In one hit.
Yeah. Wow. Like, imagine rolling a joint and the whole thing in one hit. That's generally what you get from a decent sized regular dab.
Now, the potency of that. So this right here, like, imagine this was about 5 ounces of flour. Now we have this in concentrated, say 14 grams. So instead of 140 grams, that shot down to about 14 grams that fit into this one jar. Otherwise, we probably would need about 100 of these jars. But nevertheless, the potency in flour ranges between 15 to 30%, right?
Give or take.
Give or take. The potency in a concentrate ranges about 90.
So I would say on the low end, that jar, I would say that specific jar on the high end would be 90. I'd say like 85 to 90% cannabinoids.
Okay.
That's just cannabinoids. That's not terpenes. That's not medicinal plant wax. It's just cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids. Like THC, CBD,
exactly.
CBN.
So that one in particular is about 87% THCA. 2 or 3% delta-9 THC, a little bit of CBDA, a little bit of CBD, a little bit of CBG, okay. All the natural cannabinoids.
All right, okay. You're going ahead. We're going to keep it here. All right. So if bud is 15 to 30%, now 100% is a whole pie, right?
Yeah.
If bud is 15 to 30%, what is the other 85 to 70%?
That is a great question.
Percent.
And I love this because this is why I advocate for dabs and concentrates. It's the grass in your yard. It's the sticks that you pick up. It's literal green leaf and mass stem that has zero benefit to you.
No benefit.
It's just carbon that your body, just like they say smoking is bad. Smoking is bad. The paper, the actual leaf carbon material that you have to disintegrate to get to that 15%, has to go into your body. It has to go somewhere. But with dabs, it's at the opposite. That 15% of unknown, we know what it is. It's terpenes, it's plant wax, it's natural plant compounds that vaporize into nothing.
Okay, so let me rephrase this. So the flower, that's 15, let's say it's 20%.
20%.
80% of that is unuseful.
Is dead.
It's like grass and sticks.
Grass and sticks. You can literally smoke the leaves out of your yard and get the same effect.
So 20% of that is THC, but it's not just THC. It's 20% of THC and a bunch of
THC, terpenes, and I come back to medicinal plant wax profile.
Okay.
Because that is what's in a plant that tells your body that it's real. So like if you take concentrates that are over-refined, we can get into this more.
Over-refined
concentrates have a different medicinal benefit and potency lasting than like if it's too potent, like stuff that's in the like distillate that's in the 99s, you'll go up in your high and you come straight down.
So I'm gonna go too far.
Yeah.
If someone tested it, you know, cause I get it. We talk about THC. It's a pet peeve. I can't stand. What's the THC? It doesn't fucking matter, people, because it's not just THC that's going to get you where you're going to be. It's the whole entourage effect. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's the whole orchestra, not just the flute. All right. You're not going to the orchestra and be like, oh, where's the violinist? No, it's everybody. Okay. It's the whole thing. But anyway, when someone, this is a personal, if it's 20% THC, is it just THC? So when someone says 20% THC, that doesn't represent just THC then.
Well, so it could represent just the THC, and then you might have a 3, 4, 5, maybe even a 6% terpene content.
Okay.
I see guys that boast an 8 or 9% terpene content. To me, that's just out of this world. But let's say a third of that plant, let's say 30% between the terpenes and the cannabinoids and the medicinal plant waxes I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You're still left with 70% that your body has to ingest and intake to get to the 30.
Okay.
And that's the waste.
Okay. So the concentrate
So at 90% of a concentrate, only 10% of that is unknown. It's unknown. And maybe not wasteful. I mean,
it's plant wax.
Plant wax.
Generally, it's in that jar right there, the unknowns are 100% plant waxes. Because everything else has pigment. Everything else reduces medicinal value. Everything reduces smell. Wow. And you know, we've mastered getting exactly what's in the plant that adds to the overall experience while molecularly filtering out everything that doesn't add to that experience.
Okay, cool. All right. So the benefit number one was potency. We talked about, and also within that potency, there's less wasteful material.
Less waste material. Okay. And it's, you're paying for less too. It's more for less.
This is like a save a lot commercial.
Well, yeah. So think about like what you would spend on an acre of weed, a good dispensary bud right now.
Yeah.
In a dispensary, you could spend $60.
Okay.
That same $60 could get you a gram of concentrate, probably even a gram and a half in some places. So a gram and a half of concentrate will last you a week compared to how long an acre will last you. An acre might last you 2 days.
Wow. Let's not talk about it too much.
All right.
I get you. All right. So potency, time. Time is another one. It takes a few minutes. It doesn't require multiple hits. So if we talked about not having to smoke a couple joints. So one's potency. Another benefit of dabbing, we're talking about, is time. All right, let's see some other benefits here. And if you're out there, you got some benefits of why you dab, let us know. That maybe we didn't hear. So we got potency, we got time. We got vapor or smoke. So many consumers prefer to inhale vapor over smoke due to health concerns and its lack of carcinogens. Do you prefer vaporizing concentrates over smoking concentrates?
So smoking concentrates is very, very difficult. The temperatures to create a smoke versus the temperature to create the button on that one. Yeah, again, gotcha. The difference in temperature need for vaporization versus smoking is different. So when you smoke something, the temperature isn't high enough to vaporize it. So like a good dab out of a rig is anywhere from, you know, the mid 400s to the high 600-700s, just depending on, you know, how you like your dabs.
Okay.
And when we get into the devices, you know, you'll start to see a real huge difference and, you know, the difference in flavor. You get really, really amazing flavor when you go lower temp.
So you're saying, all right, you're saying smoking is not possible? Or you're saying it's...
So you can smoke concentrate.
Come over to the camera.
Yeah. So you can smoke concentrate by interlacing it with your bud and your joints.
Sure.
But you won't get the same effect as if you heated up a rig to 500 degrees, plop the dab into the device that we're going to get into.
If I heat up a dab rig, which we're about to do,
mm-hmm.
That's not smoking.
That's not smoking, no.
Oh.
No, yeah, no. So that's the difference is smoking is the volatilization.
There's a certain temperature you got to get to, right?
Yeah, so you're burning it.
Above 450, right?
It's in the 300s. And the only reason I say it is because you're inhaling micro particles that have been volatilized as opposed to vaporization. Vaporization and the oil completely vaporizes into a gas. And then your body is breathing in that gas. So you get way better absorption into your body because you're inhaling a gas versus a micro particle aerosolized carbon.
Love it. Hey, Prophet is the man. I told you, we got no one else better to talk about this. We don't even need another guest. This is my man's here talking about concentrates. All right, so we got vapor smoke. We're gonna get to do some samples. We're gonna show you how to do this in a sec. We got a bunch of tools, and I'm trying to get, you know, dab. I'm trying to get some more.
Today's the day.
It is. All right, flavor. So we got vapor versus smoke. So usually you're saying we're vaping, smoking is very hard. If you are putting it inside your joints or papers, you could do it, but you're kind of wasting.
Exactly. All right. Yeah.
So another benefit of dabbing is the flavor. Yeah. Do you feel like you are tasting more of the profile of that plant and then concentrate more than smoking a joint or something like that?
To me, definitely. And it really comes down to how you do your temperatures. You know, I know guys that are diehard low temp dab guys that they live for it. So, you know, when you're doing, you know, in a device like this and you're heating it up and you have your terp. You're heating up the banger here with your torch. You have your, you know, your terpometer, and you're checking your temp because you want it to be perfect. You know, I know guys that do it in that 400 degree range, that, you know, between 400 and 500 degrees.
Yes.
that's the number, and it makes the tastiest, most flavorful dabs ever.
All right, flavor.
And that's what gives you that flavor.
The temperature. You want to get in that right, just like overcooking food. You can have it well done. You're not really going to taste the... I'm vegan, so I'm trying to think. You're not going to taste the broccoli.
You might taste a little bit too much broccoli at that point. All right, cool. No, so that's what happens. As you know, versus high temp dabs, you get massive hits, and everything vaporizes instantly.
And then so another benefit, another reason why people dab is versatility. So it's with smoking, it's just smoking, and you're gonna kind of
The pen.
But now we got pens about to show you. We got other tools. We'll actually show you these in a minute. All right, cool. We're going to get to this real quick break right here. Just not real break, but I'd like to mention how you got all our slides here at cannabistherapynetwork.org, cannabistherapynetwork.org. You can get the slides of every single show right here. You also should check your show notes. If you're watching this on YouTube or you're on Spotify, iTunes, whatever you're at, check the show notes. We usually have links to all of our notes here because, again, our goal here is to restore cannabis as therapy. So definitely it helps us and you if we're all advocates. And not just if you consume. You don't even have to consume to be an advocate. As long as you are advocating that the plant's not going to make you crazy and rape people if you smoke it.
I don't know who the hell comes up with this stuff.
All right. Moving on. All right. The toolbox. All right. Let's go over the toolbox. I'm going to go to the big screen here. We're going to show you everything that's needed in the toolbox right here. We go to the big screen. Let me change the banner.
We'll go one at a time.
Jen, you change the banner? I'll change the banner. I got this. Let's go. We're going to go to, we're going to take this off. That's what we're going to do. We got some show and tell stuff. All right, let's go. Dab rig, a water bomb. This is
both.
Water bomb.
Yeah, a dab rig is a water bomb because a water bomb could be a dab rig. But a dab rig, there are certain water bongs that can't be dab rigs.
Did you get that, people?
Yeah. So, this is a dab rig because I made it a dab rig. Okay.
So, as long as you have a bong,
that
bong could be converted
to a dab rig.
To a dab rig.
All day long. So, just some tips on dab rigs and water bongs. So, this particular unit does not have a down stem that goes into the water. So, for water bongs that have a stem that go into the water, it does. Yeah, it's just flat. So you see how there's no stem that goes into the water. It's just water. I would dump it, but I don't want to dump it on the laptop. It's just literally just water.
That wouldn't be good. Dump water on a computer.
So when we cap it, it's capped.
We're gonna cap it real quick. If there was a stem, then that wouldn't be a.
Well, no. So here's the thing: it would go into the water, and you would get the bubbling effect that you want in a bong, but because this doesn't have a stem, we're going to use the banger as a stem. And the banger goes into the hole. And then...
And you banged it a little too deep.
Yeah, you just jam it in there. And then, once it's in the hole...
All right.
You get that water filtration bubbling effect. And you want to choose a water bong that doesn't have a stem going into the water at first initial contact in the water. You don't want a stem with a bunch of tiny holes in it. Those holes will gung up over time because at that point in the water, when the vapor hits it, it condensates. So you want to create the distance between the banger and your mouth. You want to make that distance in your water bong as short as humanly possible so as to get the most out of your hits.
This is scientific, mother.
Oh, yeah. My life is fucking
this ain't just normal as information here. This is like... What do you call the fancy person wine? A sommelier?
A dab sommelier. I am a dab sommelier.
You got a dab.
They call me the prophet for a reason.
A dab-a-lay.
A dab-a-lay. I'm a dab-a-lay.
I like it. All right. So,
we just created something.
We did.
Dab-a-lay society.
Dab-a-lay is here. All right. So, notice this banger here. So, we had the two different pieces. So, you can get this. This is the water bomb. And then this is the dab rig.
The banger.
I'm sorry, a nail or banger, right?
Yeah, correct, this exactly. A nail or banger. And that is a quartz nail. So, and that's the other one too, is when you buy your banger, whether it is quartz or titanium, you want to make sure it's not glass. You want to be very epic specific in asking, what is this made of? Because glass heats up very fast and loses its temperature very fast.
This is not glass?
No, that looked like quartz for how slow it heated up. Yeah, so quartz.
C-O-R-T-Z?
Q-U-A-R-T-Z.
Okay.
Q-U-A-R-T-Z. Quartz.
I got the Schwartz.
Got it. The quartz has really, really cool characteristics. It takes a long time for it to heat up, but it also holds that temperature longer. And that's what you want for a good dab. You want something that'll hold the temperature for a decent amount of time so as to get a better vaporization.
I love it. I love it. All right. Next thing we need is a tool. No.
Oh, yeah. No. We jump.
So this is a tool. Had a little somebody who's already using it. So this tool is just helps you dig into that jar like we just had.
Think of like a dab shovel.
A dab shovel. I like a dab malier and dab shovel is two words that we have just defined right now. So you need the dab sommelier.
The dabalier says
you need a dab shovel. All right, this is how we're gonna shovel this. We got the tool. All right, we got the water bomb. We got the nail or banger. We got the dab tool. Now the torch.
So today, to make this easy for everybody, we're gonna show you how to do what they call in the business a cold start. Okay, so we're gonna grab our top out the bottom.
Now, the other thing to note that we're gonna also need a cap. We're gonna actually use there's a cap that actually came with this device, which is cool. He was digging at the bottom. I'm like, what are you doing? But there is a cap at the bottom of that. It's like a lucky surprise. Another thing you use as a cap is the glass jar. You can cap it.
We're probably going to end up using both because now I'm thinking that's probably going to be a little small, but I just want to, okay, perfect. So we're going to, here, you hold that. I'll dab shovel in.
He's shoveling in. Let's hold this up for people. My bad. Oh, no, you're good. Right. I thought something was being covered. It's not being covered. Perfect. He's shoveling. The dab manele
a little bit.
A little dab will do. Show it on the camera just how much are we doing?
And that's even. That should be good. So it's a dab will do ya. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All
right. And you put that in.
That's
like,
actually
like
a
that.
Good amount. That's a really good amount.
That's okay. So now set this here. So
we need to heat it up.
Yeah. Go from the bottom. Mm-hmm. Yep. And go right straight from the bottom. Yep.
So I'm heating this up from the bottom up. That's good to know. I was thinking on the side.
Actually, no, here, hold that.
I feel like we should have Biggie Smalls make crack like this.
But this is
it's not that.
Yeah, not that. So you gotta keep it on it. So you'll see as it starts to bubble,
that's
and
when
volatilize. See how it's bubbling?
The bottom, yeah,
see,
look at the torch here. Wow. Okay. So it's bubbling. He's taking a hit. Now he's using that cap and that dome we talked about. We got the cap and the dome. He's doing that to cover. Wow, that's a big hit, brother.
Oh, that flavor is amazing. Try that.
Are you sure?
I'm dead serious. Yeah, it's tip it forward a little bit. You get a little bit of it. Is that flavor down there?
Yeah, that was nice. I was trying to be a pussy buddy, y'all. Cause I'm
come on in it, man. Got me okay. Standing here like cheap on it.
All right.
So that's actually good tip.
I would think I would heat from the side.
No, right.
You're saying heat from straight under.
Yeah. So
and let it.
Think of where the liquid's gonna go. Right. So the liquid goes here. That's where you want the heat to go.
Okay.
Because if you heat up over here, it'll be an hour before the heat gets around. Because that torch is not like there are torches and then there are torches.
So there's a little bit left. I'm gonna see if I got a little bit.
Oh yeah, we got a couple of good hits in there. Definitely. You just got to keep it on it and even keep the heat on it while it's bubbling.
Right.
And like when I cap it, keep the heat on it. Yeah.
Whoa! Oh, shit. It sounds a little worse than what it is. It tastes very good. So we talk about the flavor. All right. Hit a dab rig. All right. We got the cap. And that's how we dab. Oh, man. I'm trying to go more. My abs. I'm getting cramped.
So that right there, folks, is the greatest representation of a low temp dab that I can show you. And it's full of flavor. The high is good in this stage of the dabbing environment, But if you want to have the ultimate, it's heating this baby up to the fullest.
All right. So what we just did, again, there's some steps here for the newbies, for those who are still kind of curious. We prepped the concentrate with the dab and the dabbing tool. We lit it up. Again, we went from the top, from the bottom. We warmed that up. We let the banger nail cool in place for your concentrate.
Life rule number 57, Ooh. Never, ever, ever touch the banger. Ever. Yeah. Yeah, you touched that.
I was like, what's up? Yeah. Quack and Bush, what's up?
Yeah, you don't need to pull the banger to clear it.
Zippy. What's up, Zip? See you out there, brother. Appreciate the comments. Appreciate it. 7:10 for sure. All right. When the concentrate is fully melted, place the carb cap like we did on the domino banger and finish your rip. All right, cool. Low temps. Let's talk about temps. We talked about temps earlier. So on this note, low temp. So I asked earlier, this is not smoking. This is called
vaporizing. Yeah, we are vaporization is occurring where we're taking a solid and turning it into its gaseous form.
We are taking a solid and turn it to its gaseous form.
Correct.
Vaporization.
Exactly. Vaporization. As opposed to volatilization, as we see in smoking, you're not taking the product and turning it into a gas. You're turning it into a micro solid volatilized aerosol.
All right, cool. And a temp, ideally, you think this was around 315?
Oh, yeah. I would say it was the perfect low temp dab.
All right, cool. All right, love it. All right, we're moving on. The nature of cleaning. All right, let's talk about cleaning this thing.
I'm doing that right now, literally.
So how you're just
yep.
You're just heating this up
to red hot clean. That's the greatest way I ever learned how to clean these things is just get it to the now. Do you have a Q-tip? Q-tip would be another one I'd like right now.
Can we see that? Can you see this, people? You can't.
So you see that?
Shouldn't you be smoking it?
We can smoke that. Yeah, we definitely smoke that.
You just wasted this thing up. What is going on? You're cleaning it to the most highest.
Yeah, so you'll actually watch as it's going, as it's heating up, you'll watch that layer of oil in the banger work its way up. And it's because the quartz, cool thing about quartz is it heats up evenly.
Quartz, Q-U-A-R-T-Z, not C-O-R-T-Z.
Give me the Schwartz.
That's what's up. All right, I like it. So that's a good tip. I did not know. I'm thinking you need some alcohol, isopropyl, to help clean this thing out.
So you can do that, but over time, your quartz will eventually absorb that alcohol, and then you'll cook it out, and then it'll absorb it, and you'll cook it out, and you'll absorb it. It's the banger goes bad. So, like, bangers go bad no matter what, but I found the best way to keep them, like,
you are still cleaning this thing up.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to do a high temp dab.
You're about to do a high temp dab?
Yeah, so like I want to make sure the entire thing is hot for
this. So high temp is above 450?
Yeah.
We about to hit this above 450? I'm already feeling all right now, brother. All right, cool. We about to do a high. All right, well, I'm trying to make my notes here. All right, regular rinse and device and hot water is another way to clean it for extra good clean. Adding isopropyl. I really like this tip to just heat the damn thing up to like a high temp dab.
Because it'll burn everything off.
And it burns everything.
So
and
everything vaporizes clean at some point.
All right, cool. All right. Let's see, that rig bong isn't portable. All right, let's talk about some portable options here. So one thing we got here, as he's heating that up for a high tab dab, is we have this vape pen. So one thing about dabbing we talked about is, so when we have vape cartridges in the vape pen, is this truly vaporizing?
Yes.
Is it heating or is it smoking?
It's heating.
So it's heating.
So it's doing exactly what I'm doing right here, but at a microscopic level.
So is this truly vaporizing? If I say this, because I felt like 100%. In order for me to vaporize, I need like one of those volcanoes.
So back in the day, that was the case. Before this technology was invented and perfected by some amazing pioneers in the industry, like myself, the prophet. we had to invent it in order to bring it out of the ether. That is designed for ultra viscous substance, because it's not oil, it's actually a style of grease. If you want to get real technical, and that grease substance, the second you add a little heat to it, liquefies and acts like an oil. That liquid then absorbs into a cotton wrapped ceramic heating element. The ceramic heats up the cotton, and the cotton vaporizes.
All right, you're going, y'all know
that's how a pen works.
All right, so we got The pen. Thank you, but
literally, that's how a pen works.
Okay, so we're vaporizing, aka we're vaporizing. So clean with lungs. I like that. I like that zip. All right, so we could, this one is a push button. This one is not. Now,
you see how clean that bottom is?
Is it dabbing only because?
Not to cut you off. See how clean that bottom is?
I see that bottom. It's very clear. It's very clean.
But it's just heating up everything.
That torch is making that thing very hot. Thank you, brother.
Oh yeah, we're ready.
All right, so if some of these, let me ask a question. Does it matter what kind of cartridge it is to make it a dab?
It does. It does. So,
is distillate a dab? Live resin is a dab.
So yes, distillate is a dab, and this is what we were talking about earlier in terms of the difference in dabs, because all dabs aren't created equal.
All dabs are not created equal. He's about to do this. So my question is
wait, see, I'm holding my hand close to it, and I'm not touching it.
Come closer to the camera.
The closer you can get your hand, the less hot it is. If it's like 900 degrees, you won't be able to get your hand close. That's good. Oh, now we
swirl it around. Using the cap. I hope that's not the variant. I took a baby hit. I ain't going that. I'm gonna go big. Oh, that comes door. No, this is hilarious.
Okay.
All right, we're good. All right. Wrapping up, y'all. So this is the benefit of dabbing. We showed you how to do the dabs. We gave you some tools of the dabs. Another way to dab here too is also the e-nail. We got that. Not e-nail. Nectar collector.
The electronic nail is another
cool. All right, answer the question. The question is. Distillate. All right, so watch out these cartridges, people. We got live resin. That was like a delayed call. Live resin cartridges are made with live resin, uncut. A true live resin. There's nothing added to it.
There's nothing added to it.
Good. And that's a dab.
And that is a dab. Now, it depends on your people. So there are live resin cartridges out there that are very, very thin. So thin that the oil moves when you turn it because it's so terpy.
Is that
that's not necessarily a bad thing, but bear in mind the more flavor that you have in a pen, the less cannabinoids. So if you have too much terpenes and you change your cannabinoid levels, you will affect the longevity of the high. And it may taste amazing, but you sacrifice overall effect for immediate flavor.
So all these people are trying to add stuff that tastes like cereal.
That's
not the true. not the true essence of the actual plant. When you want like Captain Crunch cartridge, there's added flavor.
Terpenes, like literally cereal terpenes. Like
yeah.
To a T.
And it's making it taste like that. And that's taken away from the potency.
Correct. And now at that point, now mind you, to distillate, is so ultra refined that the medicinal plant waxes I'm talking about, your minor cannabinoids and your microscopic cannabinoids. In the 40s, Israeli scientists isolated over 140 different cannabinoids from one cannabis plant. So there are micro cannabinoids in the plant that we don't even test for because we don't even know they exist to test for them. That's how behind the testing system is.
Yeah.
So when you refine cannabis, you refine out these micro compounds that you won't get to experience as with this because it's not over refined. Distillate, distilled, you're literally boiling the product, taking the boiled vapors and recondensing them at their condensation point to create condensate, which makes distillate.
All right. I like it. All right. So you prefer live resin over distillate?
Yeah, all day, every day. Yeah. And the high is night and day difference. From that entourage effect you're talking about?
Yeah.
The distillate entourage effect lasts minutes. The dab live resin entourage.
All right, we got live resin. Hours. We have distillate. Distillate could be added or cut with terpenes. Is there any other way that cartridges are being cut that people should be aware of?
So fake terpenes. If you take something that's really, really, really terpy, if you take a cartridge, when you flip it over, if the oil moves at all, I wouldn't smoke it. Like that's the easiest in my world, the easiest way. If the oil moves at all, don't smoke it. Really? Yeah, because to me, it's either one of two things. It's either too ultra refined or it's cut with something that's making it move.
And like a vitamin E acetate, people were cutting it.
Yeah, that's not thickener.
Yeah, but oh, that's a thickener. So it didn't make it loose, or it didn't make it watery?
No, so it was actually used as it's called uber thick. So
thickener.
Wow. Yeah, so I take a crap load of terpenes and I take my 90% distillate and I cut it down to 60%.
Yeah.
But now my oil's water at that point.
So you do the vitamin E acetate to
thicken it back up.
Okay. So one way we're talking about not smoking it is based upon if it's moving too much.
Mm-hmm.
If it moves at all. But if vitamin E acetate's in it, then it's not going to move it off.
And you wouldn't know it.
You won't even know. Damn.
And vaporizing vitamin E acetate isn't bad for you. It's getting micro particles of it in your lungs that's bad for you. That's what kills people. Is every now and then, every cart. And
so, is there a way for someone to identify if there's vitamin E acetate in the cart? I mean, other than being tested.
I was gonna say you test it, no, or someone dies from a lung issue, and they—that's the problem. It's like you really don't know
where your cartridges are coming from. People know where your cartridges are coming from. Definitely live resin, unfiltered, untouched.
Untouched. Well, no, so it's not over refined. So good live resin isn't over refined. So it's okay to refine cannabis oil. It's when you over refine it or even go through synthetic processes to make junk like Delta 8.
Yeah.
Don't smoke Delta 8.
He's not a fan of Delta 8, people. I know there's some claims out there on Reddit and all that jazz. People bought Delta 8
junk.
Helped them with their pain relief, all that jazz.
Yeah, weed can help you with your pain too.
At the end of the day, it is a laboratory made cannabinoid that is reverse osmosis of CBD.
They take CBD isolate and through a Lewis acid reduction, add a oxygen molecule back to the CBD to create any cannabinoid from Delta 9, Delta 8, Delta 10, this HHC, all of these new cannabinoids that do exist in minor and microscopic form.
Yeah.
Not naturally in the gallons.
15%, 20%.
That doesn't exist. That just doesn't exist.
And people are spraying that. So they will make that, and then they spray that on the flower.
Yeah.
They spray like a
little. And then they sell the bud as Delta 8 bud.
Sell it as Delta 8 bud. So, wow. So be careful what you guys are getting when it comes to hemp flower or Delta 8. I get it. Not every state's legal. You got to get in when you fit in sometimes. But be careful. That's almost like spice back in the day, right?
It is spice.
It is spice. Delta 8 is spice.
I cannot.
You're making that statement.
I'm making that statement. All the spice came from China. It is. I 100%, because when you look at spice and they say, oh, it's one molecule off. Well, you're right. What's Delta 8? It's not Delta 9 or Delta 10 or 8.
If you're dabbing,
Again, listening in,
this is about the benefits of dabbing, and we kind of get into Delta 8 because there's people doing Delta 8 dabs. You got to be careful on what you're getting into. We talked about how to identify healthy dabs.
Care about your health and well-being.
So would you say live resin is like the caviar of, or the filet mignon of? Filet mignon, I'm going to give a vegan version. That's like a meat eater version. Yeah. Is this the artichoke?
These leaves.
All right, so live resin,
it is
the top of the top. What about sauce?
So sauce is live resin. It just depends on, again, so sauce, this is from product that was grown outdoors. So because of that, the terpenes did not come in as well as one would wish. The smell is good, but there isn't a pool of terpenes.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like really, really good sauce is just gravity doing its job and the crystals in this jar soaking to the bottom and the excess terpenes creating an oleoresin layer on the top. That's where sauce comes from. That sauce.
So you're not doing any special. It's just a matter of what product you're starting with?
Literally. It's a really, really good terpene product. Exactly.
So a terpene product, flour. Certain genetics are more terpy.
Definitely.
100%. Those are breeded or grown for sauce at the end of the day. There's nothing you're going to do to this to recombaculate it. Not even
well, so I can. What makes me special is I've mastered.
We're not going to get to that. All right. You have a method to make that a sauce
without doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But we rearrange the molecules, right, folks.
But naturally.
Molecularization.
Right. So we got sauce. What about diamonds? Are you dabbing diamonds?
So that technically is diamonds.
Wait a minute. I went for something's burning. Oh, this is.
Oh, you got the button on.
I hit the button. Yeah, yeah. You guys ever had like the button on in your pocket?
And yeah. Let me get the short guy right there.
So,
all right. So wait a minute. So diamonds. So this is diamond. I asked if this was live resin.
Say yes, it's live resin.
It is. So they're technically all the same.
Is sauce.
You're like, yes, this is
it
sauce.
It depends on your market.
And now I'm just asking if this is diamond.
That's the point I'm trying to get out of here, folks.
Is this the same shit as diamonds?
Yeah.
But diamonds look like they're white.
Okay, so I'm going to show you something here. So put your finger out. No, serious, put your finger out.
My finger's out. Okay. He's going to show me how these diamonds are.
Take that and rub it between your finger and your
thumb.
Shut up. Dead serious.
This is David Copperfield.
I'm
dead serious.
Just slowly rub it between your finger and your thumb. A little bit more. Feel it? What does that feel like? Feel like sugar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's sugar? A microcrystal.
Okay.
And now look at it. You left a little bit of terpenes.
Getting more white?
Oh, yeah. Got more white. Yeah. Keep doing it.
I don't know if I could show you guys, but now it's getting a little more white on me. So,
and smell it too, because now you volatilize the terpenes off the crystal.
So how do you do that in mass production of that shit?
That's why they call me the prophet, Earl.
That's it.
That's why they call me the prophet, Earl.
So you can turn this into diamonds.
And so I don't want to do anything else to it at this point.
But you could. So diamonds is not like it's the, again, I'm asking what is a top concentrate.
So remember that over-refinement conversation we had? Diamonds are another form of over-refinement.
Like because almost, when you distill it? Like almost distilling?
So it's not that it's distilled, it's that you're creating a hard, dense stone. So the inside is nothing but THCA, and the outside is your terpenes.
Yeah.
The ratio that's mixed at is not natural. It's not homogenous.
So diamonds are not like, I got diamonds, and diamonds is the...
Yeah, they're amazing.
Is it marketing?
Yeah, it's just marketing. It's all it is, because it looks
you're
cool.
Still, so live resin is the top of the top.
And I even say this out of all of it, because everything in the extraction is homogeneously mixed in totality. So when
somebody
you
spell homogeneous,
H-O-M-O.
It's okay. I'm just talking.
P-E-N-O-U.
All right, cool. All right, well, I got to go to my show. So we're going to talk about the key takeaways here. Thank you. Thank you all for tuning in. This is live. If you have any questions, man, we got the man. I think I lost it. Are we still recording? Are we here? Yes,
we're here.
All right, cool. If you appreciate the prophet giving you guys knowledge, dropping diamonds, turning live resin, how this is diamond. It's all marketing, people. We're being bullwhizzled. You're paying extra for diamonds at the end of the day. So diamonds cost more.
They do.
Than live resin.
For nothing.
For no reason.
For nothing.
It's not even more.
Because think about it. Okay, so when you do diamond dabs, right, they look cool. You got to crack off a piece of stone, and then you got to dip it in your terp pool. And you're guessing Mother Nature's mix that was on the plant at that point. Are you Mother Nature? No, you're you. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? But this, on the other hand, instead of a giant rock, you have micro sand. And mixed into the micro sand is the natural plant's chemical concentrate makeup that make it natural.
I love it.
Homogeneously mixed.
Homogeneously mixed. That's what's up, y'all. All right, so key takeaways for this show. We got dabbing is up. Yes, it's an up-and-coming trend. It's still a little, it depends on the area too. I think
it is
a lot of urban areas.
I'm still meeting new people who've
never done dab. So, this is it. This is for if you're kind of curious, whether you're a kind of believer or you're kind of confident or you're a
kind of confident. I like that.
You're kind of confident, you know, you got some stride in you, you're good, you could give a good answer, or you're a kind of advocate where you are outspoken, you're able to educate, you're able to give a reason to why you believe what you believe. As an advocate, that's where we at. So we're trying to touch on all you guys. So, all right. So the dabbing is an upcoming trend. Yes, it is popular. Yes, dabbing is highly effective consumption method to elevate cannabis. Yes, it is. And wellness routines overall, we talked about a little bit less. You can also eat a live resin dab. Yeah.
THCA.
THCA.
So any type of digestive tract issues.
Digestive tract issues.
Crohn's, IBS, anything like that. Eating THCA raw live resin dabs is amazing for your digestion.
And on top of fasting while you're doing it too, AKA Paul has lost a lot of weight, y'all.
Seventy pounds in the last year,
and eating live resin while he's doing it. All right. For those who suffer symptoms and benefits, quick hits. Did we talk about that? And dabbing.
One more invigorating.
Here we go.
The smell also of dabs compared to smoking regular flower. 1,000 times different. Okay.
Your home will not smell like a weed ashtray when you only smoke dabs. But when you, if you only smoke weed in your house, I can guarantee your house will smell like weed.
Why are you not touching the metal to the blue flame? Does that matter?
Yeah, because the hottest part of the flame is right above the tip and not the tip.
The hottest part of the flame is right above the tip?
Yeah.
Not the actual blue flame. I thought the hottest part of the torch was the blue flame.
At where it comes together.
It's where it comes together?
Yeah. No. So it's like if you do it on the tip, you'll do it too much, so you do it right above it.
Yes, we're getting some school on dabbing. All right, yo, check out the podcast, subscribe, do all that shit on YouTube, whatever. Do jumping jacks, push-ups, all that. Go to our website, the Cannabis Therapy Network. Again, our goal is to restore cannabis as therapy. It's always was used as a therapeutic remedy to fucked up war on drugs, came with a bunch of lies for greedy, racist, stupid reasons. I'm doing this whole jar?
Not the whole jar, just a touch of it.
Ooh wee,
getting there.
Oh shit. Sorry, I can't cuss on. Can I cuss on here?
I think I just did.
It's all good. So we're doing dabs now with the nails. All right, another way to dab. This is about to be a great day.
Yeah, low temp.
Check out. This is sponsored by the Craft Cannabis Club. We're in the middle right there. Or I got slash on that up. Check it out. We got events here in Detroit. Open house events. If you're interested in membership, it's a private club. Local Detroit, for those who are masters of their craft, craft of cannabis, craft of sewing, craft of music, craft of art. We want a lot of people to come together who are still about small, tiny, lovely things. Everything doesn't got to be mass produced corporate. That's the Craft Cannabis Club is here for. Check us out. We got events every single day, sometimes on Sundays. Tonight we have a live band. Mondays there's a local comedy show. Tuesdays we do karaoke. Wednesdays we do a live band. This is the highest I've ever been on this show, bro. Thursdays,
me.
Thursdays we do.
Yeah, what do we do on Thursdays,
man? Live music on Thursdays. We have a live soul artist. Fridays we have DJs.
Anything planned for New Year's?
Saturdays we do DJs as well, and we have brunch, late buddy brunch. So check us out, craftcanvasclub.org, and check out the events. And then also you can schedule a first-time club visit. If you're not local, we do ship legally. We ship because as a member, you get a monthly gift box. All right, and they have monthly gift boxes. People really do get into it. It's valued at $75 or more, and we can ship that. We do have a hemp version of our box that we ship out. So
CBD is awesome.
If you're not local, and then on top of that, you still get other benefits of the club. Again, check out the website for all the benefits. We have members-only areas, members-only events. I'll teach people how to grow, all that jazz. It's all part of the Craft Cannabis Club. All right, man. New Year's Eve, no. We're not doing anything for New Year's Eve. We're going to be open. We're going to close, though, at like 7.
Like 7?
Yeah. Because, you know, people with their families.
I get it.
You know, I want people. We're going to go from there. All right, so thank you. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see y'all next show. Keep life rolling. Keep life rolling, keep life rolling. We'll holla at you later.
Thanks for listening to the Cannabis Therapy Podcast. For more cannabis therapy blogs and resources, check our website, cannabistherapynetwork.org, cannabistherapynetwork.org.